Welcome to episode 5 of WKS. This is the official episode of River's birthday party hangover.
It is 5 o'clock and I just now took a shower.
Today's been rough, but we're here, we're doing it, and my wife is 23.
I am.
So, let's hear some headlines to start things off right.
All right. This week we have revenge for a good cause, pregnancy rage, sexy political fury,
ooh,
hot, thick, white injections. And those are the headlines.
Those are pretty good. I'm excited for them.
What was the last one again?
It was hot, thick, white injections.
Oh my gosh, that sounds terrible.
I don't know how to feel about that, but I got excited about it, like in certain ways.
All right.
Okay.
Leave it up to Kyle to make it
anyway
sexual and awkward.
Now that we have had the headlines, let's hear about what everybody's drinking today. River, why don't you start off?
Today, I am drinking the very rare, very hard to find water. It has a 0 ABV, a 0 IBU, and I have some fun facts about this water I'm drinking. 68.7% of fresh water on the earth is trapped in glaciers. Wow.
Ooh. Free fresh water. Hashtag free fresh water.
About 6,800 gallons of water is required to grow a day's food for a family of four.
That's a lot of water.
70% of the human brain is water, which explains why I felt so shitty this morning. Children in the first 6 months of life consume 7 times as much water per pound as the average American adult.
Wow.
Each day, we lose a little more than a cup of water, 237 milliliters, when we exhale.
What?
Right? And on brand, to create 1 pint of beer, it takes 20 gallons of water.
Ooh.
Holy shit.
That's a good fact.
Those are great facts.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Who knew water was so interesting?
I did. I knew it was so interesting that I'm also drinking water today.
Wow.
I don't have any fun facts about it, though. I'm just trying not to
die.
That's
okay. They're for both of us.
I think you were trying to replace
the water.
60% of beer that's in your brain and the 60% of tequila that's in yours, River,
yes.
With water again.
Yeah, I got to go through a cleanse, a replacement of the beer to the water. Reed, what are you drinking today?
Okay, so I'm holding the flagship for the alcohol intake during this episode.
I thought you were going to say water.
No. I had plenty of water today, along with probably too much coffee. But right now, I am drinking a Sierra Nevada Brewing Co. Pale Ale. American Pale Ale, whatever that means. I do love this beer. It's got a 5.6, a 38 IBU. Untapped has it at a little over 3.5 bottle caps. I would agree with that. There's nothing to write home about this beer. It's just pretty smooth, got a nice little hoppy taste. I need a little bit of alcohol in my system today to try and reboot the gears.
Yeah.
You know, one of those like reboot beers. It's like you had too much last night, have a little bit and it'll set you straight. So that's what I'm hoping to do so I can sail into the evening and not feel foggy.
Yeah. You don't want to feel foggy like I feel right now. I definitely feel foggy. So that's what everybody's drinking, and, you know, I think we're ready now to hit the newsroom floor. This is Hangover News Edition.
A wildlife center in Oregon is providing the opportunity for scorned lovers to name salmon after their ex and have it fed to brown bears.
Hell yeah.
Did you fall hook, line, and sinker for someone who broke your heart? The Wildlife Images Rehabilitation and Education Center asks in its promotion. Cody and Yak would love to help you get your revenge. For a donation of $20, the Animal Rehab Center will name a salmon after your ex and feed it to the bears. send you a certificate and photos of Cody and Yak enjoying the salmon named after your former lover.
How petty.
I love this.
It's pretty freaking sweet. But I want to point out first off, what are the names of the bears?
Their names are Cody and Yak.
Yeah, that's poignant.
Cody, Yak.
Kodiak bears. Cody and Yak. I don't know. I just thought that was funny.
It's not very creative.
Kodiak.
Well, I didn't name the bears. Don't get on me about it.
I'm not getting on you about it. I'm just saying it's not very creative. I mean, if you're going to have some fucking bears, why not get a little creative with the names?
I would name a bear Xander if I had a bear.
Because that's like an asshole name. Like,
well, yeah, bears are Xander. Assholes. Anyway.
And if $20 is a little steep for you, also providing an outlet to avenge your breakup this holiday is the Hemsley Conservation Center in England, which is allowing people to name cockroaches after their ex-lovers for a less expensive $2.
Do they squish them? Do they like?
No, it's just like basically calling your ex a roach.
Ah, I get it.
Because they're disgusting and people hate them.
I'd probably do that if I had. I don't know if I had a reason to.
So wait, do they just run out into the streets and just yell at a roach and be like, "Your name's Timothy now"? Like,
no, Bethany.
I assume they have them.
A conservation center, so they probably have like a bunch of cockroaches.
A conservation center for cockroaches?
Hey man, they gotta be conserved.
I'm sure
the bugs that can survive a nuclear holocaust.
Maybe they feed them to like other creatures. I'm assuming they have like a bunch of different. I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm letting you know if you got somebody that you want to hate. I don't know. I don't know, man. Okay.
I really think that they're missing an opportunity at the Hemsley Conservation Center to just like have an event once a month where people name these roaches, and then Will Smith, they just hire Will Smith to come out and reenact the scene from Men in Black 1. Was that Tiffany? So that this must be Brenda. Like, that would be funny.
I don't remember that.
Oh man, great. I just watched that movie the other day. It's a great
I
movie.
Saw I just saw the that clip on a Twitter this morning as a meme, so I just don't think about it.
The only way I would do this and buy a salmon to feed a bear is if I could send them some bear friendly edible photos of the ex to stick to the salmon and then feed it to the
How
bear.
How about put a mask on the salmon?
If I'm gonna put a mask on a salmon, it's gonna be like one of those like full face ski masks.
Oh my gosh.
For salmons, just because I think it'd be funny to put a salmon in a full like robbery ski mask.
Oh my god.
What's this salmon gonna steal? My heart.
My heart.
So which do you think is more offensive? Naming a salmon after your ex and feeding it to a bear, or naming a cockroach after your ex?
I think it's more offensive to the cockroach, given some of my exes.
Oh.
I think naming a cockroach after your ex is probably more vengeful and
I was thinking
hurtful.
The same thing. And it's $2. So if you have somebody out there you really hate, I guess it doesn't necessarily need to be an ex, but $2 and you can name a cockroach after your ex who you hate. And it goes to a good cause, so you know.
Do you get a photo of the cockroach?
It doesn't say.
Like one of those like sponsor a child things.
Yes.
Get, like, sponsor a roach. Every month you get updates. This is what the roach is doing today.
I want a full brochure on the roach that is named after an ex. I want weight, length. I want monthly updates on how he's doing and how he's dealing with his new newfound name. Yeah, I want to know everything about him.
Yeah.
I think that would be... That sounds like a good idea, but, you know, the more I think about it, the more I think that'd be a terrible idea. Because it's like every month you'd have to hear, like, say, you know, whoever you're with, your wife or your girlfriend, go, "Why do you care so much about that roach named after your ex, huh? Why are you still thinking about your ex name?"
That's
huh?
a good point. Good point, Kyle.
All right. Moving on from cockroaches to pregnancy rage. Bronx woman smashes window when restaurant runs out of beef patties.
Sounds about right.
Where's the beef?
It's at Arby's.
A pregnant woman had some major beef with a New York restaurant.
Oh, it's so terrible, it's good.
An unidentified woman went to the back home restaurant in the Bronx at around 4:20 p.m. 4:20 blazing on January 15th and ordered a beef patty, but an employee told her they ran out. Upset by the news, she left the restaurant and came back with a bat and began smashing the store's window.
Holy shit.
What the fuck?
Surveillance video released by police Saturday shows at least one passerby attempting to stop the enraged woman, but ultimately stepping back from the bat-swinging hangry customer. Simone Johnson, who owns Back Home Restaurant, told Pix 11 the woman caused $2,000 worth of damage. Employees also told ABC 7 New York that the woman was a regular customer who spoke about her pregnancy and was always cordial in the past until her alleged hangry outbursts. Police are offering up to $2,500 for information leading to the subject's arrest. Anyone with information is urged to call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-577-TEOPS.
Crime Stoppers!
TEOPS.
I was expecting, like, she grabbed a chair and started smashing. No, this bitch.
She came back with a,
like,
fucking bat.
I'm going to my house. I'm grabbing the fucking bat.
Damn, dude. Over a beef patty.
And I do have the video for you guys to watch.
Oh, great.
Ooh.
So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
How do they have the video surveillance? She was a regular customer at this place, and they're still looking for her. How terrible are the Bronx fucking police department? Like,
that's fucking, like, how do you not know?
Yeah, I guess you'd think they'd be able to go back in their records and, like, if she ever paid with a card and get all of her information, but maybe they don't keep that stuff.
They might not.
I don't know. I mean, you would think so, but, I mean, maybe the Bronx Police Department has bigger beef to fry.
Bigger patties to fry.
Nobody bats 1,000, guys. Nobody bats 1,000.
Except for me. 1,000 bad jokes.
Accurate. Very accurate.
What else you got?
We've got another New York story. They're going to take it this time, guys.
Ooh. They are going to take it.
All right. A New York man seen shattering lingerie store window, taking Barack Obama mannequin.
Hell yeah.
So we're having a theme of smashing windows and New York.
This man sounds like my hero.
Fuck your store, and I'm taking my president with me.
So we've got a lot to unpack here. A surveillance video captured a man looking agitated after passing a lingerie shop window. He then kicks the glass. Realizing that wasn't going to do the job, he begins looking around for a better solution. It's his lucky day. He finds what looks like a brick behind some construction barricades and launches it right at his target, shattering the lingerie store window. He then proceeds to rip former President Obama's likeness out of the window, then casually walks away. So, what was former President Obama doing in a lingerie window, you ask? Obviously, he was dressed as a prince alongside Trump dressed as a princess, donning a Make America Great Again hat. Again, awesome. I'd say New York is winning this week.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
That was
That's
a ride, dude.
Fucking hilarious. That was my question. I'm glad you answered it. Why was he sitting there in a lingerie? I was hoping you were going to say he was in full lingerie gear.
I was thinking
with, like,
that.
A strap on and, like, a gag ball and something.
I think that's a little bit more than lingerie gear.
Well, everybody's got a back room, Kyle.
Okay. I'm a little speechless after that.
Everybody's got a back door. Oh.
Some are just more open than others.
I mean, hell, even Family Video's got a jerk room. Like,
do they?
Yeah. Every one of them's got a little triple X back room.
I thought Family Video did.
I don't think that's where you jerk off. I think that's just where they have a curtain where you can buy the porn and take it home and jack off.
I thought Family Video was, like, the one chain that didn't have that.
No, they got it. It's in the back.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
For all your family needs.
If you guys would excuse me, I'm going to go check out Family Video. I want to get a movie, you know?
All right.
No, I'm just kidding. That guy apparently did not like Obama being that close to Donald Trump.
In the video, he, like, does a double take at the window, like, you fucking looking at me, dude? And then he kicks it, and then he's like, not this motherfucking guy. like, I got to get this motherfucker out of here. And he's like looking around like for something that he could use. And then he picks up what looks like a brick and just launches it right at the window. And then once he casually walks away, because he literally just shatters it, rips the mannequin out of the window, and then just keeps walking. He didn't go in and steal anything.
With the mannequin?
What?
He starts walking away with the mannequin?
No, he just ripped it out and left it on the sidewalk. And then just casually walked away.
The more you
what,
talk about
what a
it.
Weird rescue mission. Like.
But then you see like a large group of people run around the corner and the dude is gone by the time that they come around the corner.
Like Batman gone? Like
he's out of frame, I should say. So and he was casually walking away, so they probably were just like, what the fuck? Like all of a sudden this is all broken and there's no one around.
This is weird.
What
man.
Was the point?
I think he might have just been like maybe on drugs or something and really hates President Obama.
Because
well, he left Trump alone. So. Right.
Because this could go either way. It could be a love for Obama or a hate for Obama. Like,
yeah.
True, because it could be that he doesn't want to make like a mockery of him.
Yeah.
Because he's dressed as a prince.
Because throwing him on the ground in the middle of the street's so much better.
Yeah, I guess yeah. When you say that, it leans more towards an anti-Obama type thing. Because
but like, what's it? What, like anti? What? Like it doesn't. I can't process this.
No, it's very bizarre.
Because like you'd think that if it was like a anti, you know, defacing Obama because they dressed Obama up as a prince or whatever, you'd think he would have something to say about Trump. Trump is our current president. Why would he not care that Donald Trump is dressed as a princess?
Yeah, you'd think he'd rip them both out. Because if he likes exactly. Obama, or if he hates Obama and likes Trump, he wouldn't want to see Trump being made fun of.
Right. So it's like, I don't understand in my mind, like, where his motivation. That's the drugs angle is a good angle because I just don't see another way.
Yeah, I mean, because it could go either way so many different ways. So he must have just been all lit up on
something.
Something.
Oh, that's nuts.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Don't do drugs.
But they did arrest a suspect, but from what I've read, it's undetermined whether or not they've concluded that he's the right person, and they have not disclosed who it is. So
you know who probably did it? Clinton.
Hillary or Bill?
Bill.
God damn it.
Like, I told you guys to get out of there.
What are we saying that Bill's got like dementia now and he actually thought that was Obama in the window? He has, like,
oh my God.
He has this like mental breakdown. Like,
well, did you see like back when the election was going on that when all the balloons dropped, Bill Clinton is like
he's
happy
so
as fuck like about these balloons.
Both him and Hillary are like, oh
yeah, like they're like they're 3 years old. Like they reacted how Ryder would react.
Yes.
Like, ooh.
It was almost like an anime, like, oh.
I could believe it. I could believe that Bill's lost his mind.
Huh. Well, that's it's very interesting. We'll just chalk it up to drugs, and
that's the only thing I can think it could
be. I guess move along.
Are you ready to cringe the hardest you've ever cringed in your life? Because this next story is Yucktown, make you wear a frown.
Yucktown, USA!
I challenge you to make me cringe the hardest I've ever cringed.
Okay, all right. So here we are with hot, thick, white injections. The moment you've all been waiting for.
How long are you going to make us wait? We've been waiting.
There is one way. To make your back pain less of a problem, create another medical problem.
That works.
Always.
The Irish Medical Journal included a case report of a 33-year-old male patient who was suffering from continuing severe lower back pain after lifting a heavy steel object. During the physical exam, his doctor noticed a red swollen area on the patient's right upper arm. The doctor questioned him about this area, and the patient revealed that he was using a, quote, innovative method to treat back pain. What exactly was this innovation? Injecting his own semen into his veins. Yes, semen. Yes, injecting. Yes, into his veins. Yes, exclamation mark.
No, 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 I'm done. I'm done, guys. I'm out. I'm out. The world's fucked.
Reed's gone.
I think.
Reed's back.
I'm sorry, he did what? I just needed him. He did what?
Apparently, every month for 18 straight months, he had been injecting at least one quote-unquote dose of semen.
What's a dose of semen?
I don't know.
Give me the milligrams on that.
I don't know. Oh, my God. Using a hypodermic needle he purchased online. According to the case report, the area of the patient's arm had become firm and hard, which is kind of ironic. In other words, he kept missing his vein so that the semen had been leaking into the body tissue around the vein, causing a collection of fluid surrounded by inflammation. Lab tests found signs of, surprise, surprise, an infection. During the patient's hospital stay, his back pain did improve. Thus, in a very roundabout way, his semen injections did eventually lead to his back pain getting better. I wish you guys could see Reed's face right now.
I can't.
Did I succeed?
The semen did help his back pain?
No, they're basically saying he ended up in the hospital and because he was relaxing at the hospital and recuperating in a very roundabout way, the semen injections did eventually lead to his back pain getting better.
Did they take it out?
No. They gave him, I think, antibiotics for the infection.
But they're just going to leave the semen?
I don't know, Kyle. I'm not a doctor. I don't know.
They're gonna pop the ball of semen like a pimple.
he's walking around with just like fuck tons of semen.
I would just love to know where the fuck he got this idea.
You know where he did get it from, though? He got it from that girl on Instagram that was like, I just used my own period blood as a face wash. I feel so good. And he was like, you know, I could do that with my Kim.
My Kim.
I was going to say cum, and then I was going to say semen, and I just made him a word, I guess. Kim.
Oh, man. What?
Did I succeed in making you cringe?
Oh, yeah.
The hardest you've ever cringed?
What leads to that? Like,
I don't know. Mental illness.
Who goes from my back hurts to I'm going to put cum in my veins? There's no middle area there. There's nothing proceeding up to this. There's not like a, hey, I'm going to go take some Advil. I'm going to go get a massage or go to the chiropractor. No, straight to cum in my veins.
And he didn't inject it into his back. He injected it into his arm. So what the fuck? How would that help? I don't understand. Like, you think if there's any logic in the scenario at all, which there's not, that he would inject it into his back? I don't fucking know.
Well, the only thing I can think of is that he was, like, because they said he was attempting to hit his vein. So the only thing I can think of is that he was thinking that it would go into his vein, disperse through his bloodstream, and somehow become a pain reliever.
What if he would have... Oh, shit. He gets it into his veins.
Oh, no.
Sorry. He gets it into his veins. His heart's pumping. All of a sudden, his heart's like, is that fucking cum? And the brain's like, yeah, dude, our fucking back hurts. And the fucking heart's like, is that fucking cum? And the brain's just like, what, bro? I thought you were cool with this. Like, I'm not okay with pumping cum through his body, dickhead.
Can you imagine that doctor, what they had to be thinking when this dude is just like, yeah, I found an innovative new treatment. I've been injecting my own semen into my arm. Like, what? What do you say to that? How can you remain calm as a doctor in that situation?
Walks into the doctor's office. Boy, guys, do I have a study for you.
I bet he's pen pals with the Obama mannequin guy. Because this just seems crazy enough that they would be related.
I wonder if he jizz directly into the syringe and then injected it while it was still warm.
Ugh, it probably was fresh.
To make sure it was fresh and flopping and alive before he put it in, or?
So, technically, he did create an innovative new treatment for back pain, because if you look up the definition for innovative or innovation, a new method, idea, or product. So technically, he's right. He did create an innovative new way. Not saying it works, but it's some kind of innovation.
Ooh. I'm speechless. I really can't even think of a way to wrap my mind around it enough.
You're welcome.
These are some fucked up stories.
Is he the first guy to successfully come inside of himself?
Put him in the record books.
Ripley's, get on it.
Oh my gosh.
Put it in the back 40.
I don't know. I remember reading something online years and years ago about
something online.
I don't know what that was, but
Thuffer and Thuck attached, Kyle.
We're gonna roll with it. But I remember reading something online years ago on like maybe Reddit or something about a dude whose parents told him that like every time he came, he was losing his life force, like a part of his life force. So he was eating his own cum afterwards to keep it.
Oh my god!
So is he coming into a shot glass? Oh my god!
I hope he at least ate M&M's afterwards, because you got to have the salty and the sweet.
Ew, god!
I don't remember where I read that, but I remember reading it and remember.
I've heard
it was just as gross.
I've heard something like that before. Ugh.
The best part of waking up is cum in your cup.
It's semen in your cup.
Ew.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I cringed. I did.
I cringed pretty hard.
I facepalmed so hard that I just about broke my face.
Don't break your face. Don't break your face.
Okay, I won't. Do we have any more?
That's it?
Oh, my goodness. That was like a dump truck and a half a cringe right there.
You're welcome.
Thank you for those news stories. I think that
it was a cum syringe full of cringe.
Oh, ew. Maybe episode.
Syringe full of cringe.
Well, if we're gonna take a break, we hope everybody listening comes back.
We'll be back. And we'll be back.
Kiam. Kiam.
Where's the kiam?
Something.
Something online. Something online.
Kyle definitely lost a significant amount of brain cells.
It's the return of Mushmouth, guys.
With the capacity that my brain is working at right now, I'm surprised that there's even words for me to mush through.
I mean, your capacity is probably not very good.
No, but my cum is. Put that shit right in my arm.
We didn't drink enough last night to have the idea to swallow sharp daggerfish or inject cum into our arms. So
yeah, we also didn't have the tools for the job.
I could have found a fish.
I certainly could have found some cum.
We had a tiny dog.
Well, you can't swallow Pippa.
I was very confused. Perfect. I'm like, we're going to fuck the dog now?
No.
I think I just screwed the pooch.
Welcome to the BS portion, where it's just 15 minutes of us making sounds.
Oh, fuck, guys.
So, happy birthday, River.
Thank you. This is coming out the day after Valentine's Day, so happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
It's a made-up holiday.
Aren't all holidays made up?
Yes.
I guess. Fuck you.
You mean it's like a, what's the word I'm looking for?
More sounds from River.
It starts with a C. It's
commercialized.
No.
Corporate.
Communist.
I don't know, guys. Okay.
I don't know.
Valentine's Day is a communist holiday.
I don't know what word you were looking for.
Let's look up the history of Valentine's Day. Where does it come from? I'm sure it's really bleak. Let's get depressed, guys.
Some female was like, I want stuff on February 14th. Valentine's Day.
Me want things.
Take me to dinner.
How did Valentine's Day start?
Me hungry. Give me jewelry.
I know.
Fucking bitches. No, I'm just kidding.
I know Reed's in the doghouse tonight after that.
No, I have a very nice thing planned for Valentine's Day. What are you guys doing?
Nothing.
You doing it actually on Valentine's Day or?
We kind of do like a Valentine's Day / my birthday thing, which is why we are celebrating my birthday next weekend.
Oh, okay. So the celebration that I threw yesterday, there wasn't a okay. Okay.
No.
I only fried a shit ton of food and like bought some like whatever.
Oh, that was so good.
It was good.
That grandpappy got so much work. There was things dipping in and out of him all night long.
All right. You guys want to hear about the...
She's not even going to acknowledge
we're it. We're just gonna ignore the fact that I asked what you guys are doing for Valentine's Day, too.
I said nothing.
Oh, okay.
I said we're just going out to eat, and like Kyle and I are going to celebrate my birthday and Valentine's Day basically at the same time next weekend.
I think Taylor and I are staying in to eat.
Okay. The dark origins of Valentine's Day. Are you guys ready to be depressed?
Yes.
Valentine's Day is
Valentine's
Day is a time to celebrate romance, love, and kissy face felty. What? I'm sorry. What?
Okay.
Okay. We're just gonna move on. The oranges of the festival of
the oranges.
What did I
was
say?
Gonna ignore
the freshly squeezed oranges of the festival.
You said oranges.
The origins of the festival of candy and cupids are actually dark, bloody, and a bit muddled.
Ladies and gentlemen, the dark, deep depths of Valentine's Day.
So let's just get right into it. From February 13th to the 15th, Romans celebrated the feast of Lupercalia. The men sacrificed a goat and a dog and whipped women with the hides of animals they had just slain.
Kinky Roman whores.
Love that. Gotta love that.
What's that feast called?
The Feast of Lupercalia. Lupercalia.
Kyle, I think you might have found maybe your next library episode.
Maybe. This is very interesting.
The Roman romantics were, quote, drunk. They were, and naked, of course, because when aren't Romans naked? So, yeah. There you go.
Hmm.
Oh, it's a fertility festival.
Yeah. The brutal display included a matchmaking lottery in which young men drew names of women from a jar. The couple would then be coupled up for the duration of the festival or longer if the match was right. So basically they'd fuck and...
Yeah, according to what I just read, it was a feast to, like, cleanse the city of evil. That's why they would do, like, sacrifices and shit.
And whip women with dead animal hides.
I'm going to look into that one because that seems weird.
This is NPR, so it's, I mean, legitimate source.
No, I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm saying that that's That's a weird festival.
I'm don't just fucking look question it. Me.
Okay.
Okay.
Now that it doesn't really sound that much different than what we do today. Like, get drunk.
Whip yeah, your, let me whoop, just go grab your my, wife. Latest, my latest wolf pelt and slap my wife across the face with it. I mean, that's exactly how I celebrate Valentine's Day.
Well,
did I have something on my face?
No. Besides that, dad stash, Kyle,
what
you got going on over there?
What are you so self-conscious about?
Because no one said anything after I finished my sentence, and he locked eyes with me and went...
my upper lip was itchy,
so I was
so
just,
he had to lock eyes with you.
Yeah, I mean,
I was thought, you know, because you guys were both locked eyes with me, and I finished my sentence, and I was like, well, okay,
I can't itch a scratch without eye contact with somebody.
Can't itch a scratch.
I can't itchy and scratchy this.
So Valentine's Day
is brutal.
Is brutal as fuck.
So quit complaining about being single because it used to be much worse, okay?
Hey, no. The Singles Day has... They have their own day. It's February 13th. Is Singles Day.
That's a made-up holiday.
Lonely Day. You go out to the bar on February 13th and you just pick up a girl or a guy that is alone at the bar because it's easy because they don't want to be alone on Valentine's Day.
I did.
That sounds very manipulative. And, like, you're part of the problem, Reed. Also, it sounds like a made-up holiday.
It's the world we live in.
Yeah, it's definitely a made-up holiday.
All holidays are made up, Kyle.
Oh.
Gosh, damn
me.
It.
How could I?
A very smart man that runs a very, very awesome documentary podcast called The Library told me that one time.
I love that the meta is such that I don't even have to plug my own podcast. It just happens.
So, are we going to, did we get any more bullshit? I don't know what really happened yesterday at your birthday party to go over. I mean, we fried a bunch of food.
Yeah, we basically had like a fry. So we fried Hot Pocket. We fried pizza rolls. We fried fries. Oh, believe it or not, we fried fries.
Corn dogs. Donuts.
I think my
we didn't make the donuts.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. You were blacked out by
dude.
Then.
No, I kind of remember.
You ate half of one and then you took
crumbled
the other...
it up all over the table.
You ate half of one and then the other half of that, of it you didn't eat was in about six pieces on the bar in the garage.
I don't remember that whatsoever.
I saw it sitting there and I was like, "What the fuck?" I didn't know you. I mean, I figured it was you, honestly. But
Kyle was like, me belly full, hands still hungry, and then just like smashed up the other half of the donut.
Well, you know, 15 beers will do that to you.
I think my favorite thing that we fried, the corn dog was really fucking good.
Oh, yeah. It totally changes the taste of the hot dog inside the corn dog, and it actually tastes like beef instead of like this rubbery fucking meat bag.
Don't talk about yourself that way.
I did really like the fact that we were deep frying all that food and Mom was over, and while she was stuffing her face with fried food, she was saying, yeah. I can't believe you guys are frying everything. I'm killing my family. And like, like, what do you mean? You're freaking mashing with us.
Yeah, what do
you
mean?
My favorite thing was the taquitos.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Those were good, but I think I like the pizza rolls the best, and the corn dog was like real good.
Yeah, I think that the taquitos were super good to eat cold, as I ate about seven of them cold throughout the night because I was drunk.
I don't know if you'd feel the same way about that if you were sober and eating cold fried taquitos.
No, I did just eat a cold baked taquito out there on break.
I love
cold food.
I do appreciate you for eating the leftovers because 90% of the leftovers were gone.
You were just like,
what? I was just like going over there every couple of minutes and like taking some more fries or taking a taquito, and I would just stand there and eat it.
You were very sneaky because I saw a pile of leftovers.
He is sneaky because I never saw him eat.
No, neither did I.
I was standing right in the living room. While I was doing it.
I never saw you grab extra food, honestly.
You guys were talking about houses. And I didn't want to be in that conversation. So.
It's all coming back to me now. You did get up when we were talking about houses.
I got bored.
What'd you get for your birthday?
I got me some boots, some monies, and I think that's really it. Like, I think the only, like, gift I got was, oh, yeah, and those awesome, like, wine glass things that you guys got me.
I almost thought that she was going to go through the whole list and then not name off the thing I got her.
Yeah, those wine glasses, they have, like, a cool, like, rubber grip around them, so when you're really fucking hammered, it makes it less likely to drop, because when you're wine drunk, your hands get all slippery because you're covered in butter, so.
speaking of dropping things.
Butter-covered wine drunk. Who hasn't been there?
Every Tuesday.
Speaking of dropping things, the moment I knew it was all over for me last night.
Is when you dropped your cigarette four times in a row?
I kept dropping my cigarette, and I'd, like, drop it, and then I'd be like, oh, sorry, I'm going to pick it up. Oh, it's okay. And then I would drop it immediately, and I was like, oops, it's gross. I'm going to get it. It's fine.
And yeah, you're so playful and flirty.
That was when I was like, this is, yep, I'm done.
That's Kyle's surefire move to pick somebody up is his constantly blackout drunk dropping his cigarette playful flirting move.
Oh, was that me? Did I drop it?
It's okay. I'm just going to burn the house down real quick.
That's how I won her.
Oh, shit.
Just got blackout drunk, and I was like, you're great. It's fine. You're great. You want to come over? It's fine. You're great. It's cool.
Yeah, I did have to drive home.
Yeah, the only thing I remember from the drive home was how annoyed that she was. And she was like, on my birthday, I have to drive you home.
And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good idea, though, because River was narrowly, if not sober, by the time he drove home. Because
you
can never drive drunk.
No.
No, don't ever do that.
Nope.
I would just as soon sleep out in the snow before I drove drunk. I'd probably die that way, too.
I was going to say, you'd probably freeze to death.
At least I wouldn't break the law.
Why is that the alternative? We were at their house. You think they're going to make you sleep out in the fucking snow?
Well, no, the idea was that, like, I would go to great lengths to not break the law.
If you burned the house down because you kept dropping your cigarette, you probably would be sleeping.
I don't know how I would burn the house down, dropping it on concrete in the garage.
Kyle,
because you were sitting on a rug.
I'm pretty sure of the three other people that were in that garage, someone would have been like, oh, shit, put that out. I don't think all you guys would have just stood there and go, that's on fire. You guys, look at it. It's on fire.
All right, everybody evacuate.
No, don't go anywhere. It's on fire. It's cool.
I like how Kyle paints a picture of, like, you guys are over and you have some drinks and you don't feel safe enough to drive. And I'm like, oh, you guys can stay here. Get out back.
In the doghouse.
That wasn't my point. My point was that I would go to great lengths to not break the law. So, like, if I was drunk somehow without a place inside the warmth to sleep, I would sleep
inside the warmth.
I don't know why you're justifying a joke right now.
He's like, stop, guys. Stop making fun of me.
I just wanted to be accepted.
What if I'm the monster?
It's been in my head since break.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
So with that, I don't know. Like, you guys want to wrap this up and go inject cum into our arms?
Yeah, that's my nightly routine, actually.
Maybe go find a window to smash.
I don't smash windows. That's amateur stuff.
I don't know. I need to find something that upsets me. I'm trying to think. What would upset me? Seeing Kyle on the other side of a window.
I'll just stand there and make a dumb face. And she'll be like, oh, that pisses me off.
I think I'll go smash the window at Perkins, because that place should not be a thing, because their food's disgusting.
I didn't even think they were still open.
They are still open.
And a bunch of elderly people shop there, eat there.
I don't think I've ever had bad food from Perkins.
We went there one time. Yeah, when we were buzzed one time, like when we first got together.
Oh, no, you're thinking about Callahan's.
Oh, then the Callahan's.
Callahan's has shit food, but Perkins has all right food. It's also a bakery. They have good pie.
I wish everybody listening could have seen Kyle's face just of sheer enlightenment. Like, they also have a bakery. Like was just so playful and happy. Like,
give me your Perkins sales pitch.
I just did. This was all right. They have a bakery. They make good pies. Go there if you're over 65.
All right. You're already here.
Callahan says horrible food, though.
Yeah, I'll go throw a bunch of bricks through their windows and scare the old people that eat there.
But I got food there a lot when I worked on second shift because they're one of the few places that's 24 hours.
Okay, well.
Wait. Let's do the socials. I wanted to feel useful.
Good job.
Let's do social media stuff.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
You can follow me.
Wait. Just kidding. Go ahead.
Now we're operating like the government.
Can I go?
Yeah, you can go.
You can follow me.
Wait. No.
Oh, my God. You can follow me on Instagram at river.j.weeks.
Woo. River.j.weeks.
Woo. You can follow me on Instagram at river.j.weeks. Or you can follow the podcast. Actually, and. Not or. Do both.
It's one or the other. Pick one.
And follow the podcast on Instagram at WDKSPod. That's WDKSPod on Instagram. And check out all of our stuff. Interact with us. And if you could, please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you're listening. That would help us out a lot. Reed, give me your social media.
Wait. Go ahead.
You can follow me on Instagram at official podman Reed. That is at official podman Reed. R-E-E-D. Reed.
Yeah.
I'm at official podman Reed on Instagram. Kyle, what are you?
A man.
On Instagram, I.
Wait! Reed went.
I heard it.
I said, wait.
Every time I hear noises that Reed makes now, I just think of that track that we sent around in the group chat of him breathing.
I have a lot of dad noises, guys.
I hear it when I edit sometimes, and I'll just isolate a track. Because I do it, too. Like, so does she. We all, like, our mics pick up stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll just isolate tracks and just listen for a minute, turn the volumes way up. So I just hear people making noises. Or
we
breathing.
Need to make a compilation of all the weird sounds we made this episode.
I'm a grunter, man.
It's like you clenched your butthole when I said did. Wait.
I slammed my asshole scared. Shut when you said wait.
He got scared.
It's like, wait. Oh, there's Reed's ass.
Anyway, Kyle, what are your social medias?
Are we just giving Instagram? Because you guys only just gave Instagram.
That's all I have.
Hey! Wait.
Go ahead. Go on.
You can find me on Instagram at Kyle J. Weeks. Dad-Kyle only lasted about 6 hours.
Isn't that depressing?
It is depressing.
I woke up the next morning or something like that, and I was like, I got to change it back. So I did. So it's Kyle J. Weeks, and so is my Twitter is also Kyle J. Weeks. I use Twitter more than I use anything else. In fact, Twitter is pretty much all I use. I'm also on Reddit at Dark Matter Cook. You can find me there. I also play Xbox a lot. You can find me there at Dark Matter Cook. Hey, man, you guys told me to give other stuff. And,
Oh, I forgot. You can follow me on tap. You can follow me on tap at Main St. Jane.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
I think my untapped is just Kyle J. Weeks as well.
Okay, that's enough of that. That's enough of you, okay? It's not about you, okay? It's enough,
man,
all right?
This episode has been looser than a $2 whore.
Okay, we're going to go there. All right, that's fine.
I don't know where we were going. I just thought it was a funny joke I had in my head and I wanted to say, so I said it.
You said it.
I don't know why it landed so flat. I thought it was pretty funny.
Kyle, you think everything you say is funny, and it always lands flat.
Well, someone has to believe in me.
You know where I think we should send it?
To our right arm.
Let's send it to the pasture, guys. Episode 5 in the books.
Okay, everybody. Thanks for listening. Please rate, review, and subscribe. Bye.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Maybe listen to like episode 3 or 4 before listening to this one, rating and reviewing this one, please.
Yeah, you can use this one.